This is a short bonus episode from my interview with the inspiring trumpet player and educator Karen Donnelly, principal trumpet of the National Arts Center Orchestra. In this first clip, she speaks about some of her outreach during the pandemic lockdowns and how this brought connection to her and trumpet players all over the world.
I will say it's kind of my golden gem of this pandemic. It's like sort of the most, one of the most joyful moments that has come is I just started this group. We meet once a week. It initially started last May, I think, with my students and my former students. Mm-hmm. Because I was getting, it had only been 2 months at that point, and I was getting tired of, it's lonely practicing by yourself at home. It's boring, you know? So I just thought, hey, come on, guys and gals, let's go, you know? Let's do this. So we're on Zoom, and everyone is muted except whoever's leading. And now it's been going on. So as this pandemic went on, I realized, one of my former students says, hey, you know, so-and-so is sort of having a tough time. Is it okay if I invite that person? I was like, absolutely. Then I was like, oh, okay, this is a bigger thing. So as it went on, so I created this private Facebook group, and I do have some people that I contact through email as well, but because they're not on Facebook, but there's over 100 people in the group.
In this next clip, you'll hear her talk about being a mentor and the importance of mentorship, especially with women brass players and the special challenges that they face.
You know, but it occurred to me okay, yes, I guess I am that person. Mm-hmm. That the younger female brass players look up to me. Because I had people like that. I remember being in Saskatchewan before the internet and before all the... I heard that there was one woman in the Toronto Symphony Brass Section. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was the late Joan Watson, who was associate principal horn. And then she went on to play, 20 years of principal in the COC. And anyway, before she died. But yeah, she was and that was a moment of okay, it can be done. I could do that.
Yeah.
And then when I went to McGill, there was in the trombone section of the Montreal Symphony, Vivian Lee playing second trombone. Mm-hmm. Okay. And every week I would go and I would see that woman, one woman in that orchestra brass mm-hmm. section. It can be done. And then I had this moment of younger professionals who I respect and admire, girl brass players coming to me and saying, you know, you were that person for me. I was like, oh boy, here we go. Wow, I guess I am that person.
Yeah.
So then I had this thing of maybe I should do something. Maybe I should so I talked to my... Anyway, so I, with the help of others, organized this weekend sort of celebration. And we just made up the name, Canadian Women's Brass Collective. And somebody, we got one of our members in the collective, designed the website and it was really shoestring, and it still is shoestring. There's no money, you know, nobody makes money. It's all volunteer. But we pulled this thing off, and it was extraordinary.
Finally, Karen gives wonderful advice. It's specifically for musicians taking orchestral auditions, but I think it's really applies to any musicians who are wanting to improve their playing.
So you're often on audition panels, and I know you've done audition training and coaching. Is there any kind of general advice you'd give to people doing auditions?
That's a great question. Wow. You know, I always advocate, I teach many of us, mm-hmm. you got to have the golden three, the trilogy: sound, pitch, rhythm.
Yeah.
Right? So if you don't have those blocks, you're done. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Then once you have those things, then it's the music. Then you got to show the style. Then you got to show your musicianship. Then you got to show, you know, that you're willing to say something and take a risk. But you have to have the magic three mm-hmm. have to be. Yeah. And those are harder than it seems.
Yeah.
To be consistent and in that moment preparing for months, and then in that moment being able to But I will also say my experience of being on a panel is the panel wants you to play well.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hear somebody who's awesome. They want you to do well. They want to hire somebody.
Yeah.
So I think people think we're sit there back, we're there judging or whatever, but I personally feel like it's we're there like this.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on, let's go. Yeah, show me. You know, like, anyway, yeah.
I'm listening to for someone, I'm thinking, wow, I just love to play with them, you know.
That's the thing. That's what you want. Yeah, I love that.
My life is so enriched by getting to know these incredibly inspiring creative guests and their perspectives on their lives and music. Please follow this podcast and sign up for my podcast newsletter to get sneak peeks for upcoming guests and find out about newly published transcripts.